The soldier said Paul would come back in the morning. I guess he's late. He's late, that's all. I know he will return to us. As I speak, my lungs constrict and I gasp for air. Fighting for breath, my thoughts race and I wonder what this all really means. It is morning and Pa is not back. Where is he? I sit with my siblings, facing the road, looking for Pa. I think up reasons why Pa is late returning to us. The wagon is broken in the mud. The oxen would not move. The soldiers needed Pa to help them fix the wagon. I try to believe my excuses and make them reasonable, but my heart is filled with fear. Telling the chief we are ill, we receive permission to stay home. All morning and afternoon we wait for Pa to walk back to us. When night comes, the gods again taunt us with a radiant sunset. Nothing should be this beautiful, I quietly say to Chu. The gods are playing tricks on us. How could they be so cruel and still make the sky so lovely? My words tug at my heart. It is unfair of the gods to show us beauty when I am in so much pain and anguish. I want to destroy all the beautiful things. Don't say such things or the spirits will hear, Chu warns me. I don't care what she says. This is what the war has done to me. Now I want to destroy because of it. There is such hate and rage inside me now. The Ankar has taught me to hate so deeply that I now know I have the power to destroy and kill. Soon, darkness covers the land, and still Pa has not returned. We sit on the steps waiting for him, together in silence. No words are exchanged as our eyes search the fields waiting for him to come home. We all know that Pa will not return, but no one dares to say it out loud, for it will shatter our illusion of hope. With darkness, the flies disappear and the mosquitoes appear to feast on our flesh. Ma holds Gek in her arms. Every once in a while, Ma's arms fan Gek's body to chase away the mosquitoes. As if picking up on Ma's pain, Gek kisses her cheek softly and caresses her hair.
Ma, where's Pa?
Gek asks, but Ma only responds with silence.
Go inside, all you kids. Go inside,
Ma tells us in a tired voice. You should come in with us. We can all wait inside, Chu says to her.